Well, once again, it's time for Dr. Judy Workman and Food for Mood. Of course, you can find Judy on the web at right here at Robin Hood Radio on her on-demand page. She is an author and all-around informative person that keeps me on the straight and narrow, especially over the past 7 years with my eating habits and. She could do the same for you just by listening. Judy, it's nice to have you on air again.
Thank you, Marshall. And I wish that one could really lose weight just by listening, but I'll try anyway to help those people in the process. One of the things that's been going on in the last couple of months, actually weeks, is information about the amazing potential of a new class of weight loss drugs to cause substantial weight loss. And weight loss that continues to occur over a period of many, many months. You know, many times when weight loss drugs are used in clinical trials or in reality, when people actually get them from their pharmacy, the drugs will work for 6 months, 8 months, and then gradually they seem to lose their potency and people, even though they're taking the weight loss drugs, begin to gain weight again. Well, these drugs, and they're called, and I'll tell you what the name is and also spell it for you. They're called semaglutide, S-E-M-A-G-L-U-T-I-D-E, semaglutide. And the brand names are R-E-G-O-V-Y, Rigovi, or Ozempic. These are drugs that have to be injected once weekly. And apparently, when they are functioning in your body, they increase insulin production. They've been actually used for type 2 diabetes for quite a while, and they, which means that you're having lower blood glucose levels, because that's what insulin does, removes glucose from your blood. And they also decrease the production of another hormone called glucagon, which normally would increase your glucose levels. For some reason, I don't really find that the explanations are particularly compelling, but for some reason, by the action of these drugs, people, once they have them in their bodies, find themselves considerably less hungry. They find apparently no difficulty in stopping their food intake, even when they may be consuming reduced calorie meals, and they find that they are quite satisfied and experience what we would call satiety after when they are taking these drugs, and it lasts long enough so that they are not snacking between meals. As I said, they're happy to consume diet size meals, which means that they are losing weight considerably. And the drugs have been a sort of a short supply for a while, but apparently the good news is that the main manufacturer, a company named Novo Nordisk, has just said that they renew their supply. It's available now in the United States. There are a couple of problems. The drug is expensive. It has to be injected, and it causes some really nasty side effects, which may, of course, help weight loss, like vomiting and nausea and diarrhea, et cetera. But for people who don't have the side effects, they are feeling very satisfied with the drugs. But, and of course, there's always a but, Marshall, of course, but one of the problems is, actually, it's a major problem, is that once you stop taking the drug, either because of side effects or because of expense or for whatever reason, the weight will come back on, almost all of it. Now, this is not unlike what happens when you take other, when you've been perhaps on other weight loss drugs. When you stop taking the drug that is going to reduce your appetite or take away your appetite entirely, then the weight also comes on. But it really is very sad, because people can really lose a great deal of weight. And you would think, because they're doing it by not eating as much, that eventually they would be able to perceive that they are satisfied with smaller amounts of food and that they don't have problems controlling their snacking. But I guess what's happening is that people are not getting the kind of support they should be, behavioral support they should be, so that while they're losing weight, they're being challenged to identify the reasons why they were gaining weight to begin with. And this goes back to a problem we've been discussing, Marshall, for years, which is when you're going to look for advice on how to lose weight, the person helping you should concentrate in part, of course, on what you can do to lose the weight, taking the drug or not taking the drug, exercising, changing your eating habits, which is a generic term that means nothing until you actually get down to the nitty-gritty. But also, there should be an equal emphasis on why were you overeating to begin with? Was it stress, boredom? You hated your job, you hated your husband or your wife. It was the pandemic, you were isolated, you were unable to buy, the kinds of foods that really are healthy, whatever. There are many, many reasons, but that is what people should be concentrating on when they are trying to help somebody to lose weight, not simply, this is what you should do to eat in order to stay on your diet. Because unless you identify the reasons why you gain weight to begin with, you are, as this the experience with this particular drugs, these drugs are showing, you are destined to gain the weight again.
It's absolutely true. I'm sitting here because of this bad procedure that Hartford Hospital did on my arm, and working from home, and not having the mobility that I had before. So before, and I've gained probably about 9 pounds simply because of being so inactive, but also because I'm not cooking for myself anymore because I can't obviously cook at a
Sure.
stove. With one a left arm when I'm right-handed, just can't do it. And people are helping me out. I'm being, but it's not the same as me having total control of the situation. I understood that going in, and so now I've tried to cut myself down to a small breakfast of toast and juice. I've completely stopped drinking any soda. I drink this water out of my Circle bottle, which has got no calories and it does have
Right.
vitamins. And I have a small lunch and a normal lunch and then a very, very small dinner. And once again, the weight gain has now stopped and I'm hoping that it'll go away. But it's tough for people. It really is. And it's not just that people get lazy and stop following. It's that life interferes and also gets in the way. And you're depressed enough when you're sick where you just lose control.
No, absolutely. And Marshall, if you were to have taken this weight loss drug and losing weight, you would not have the perceptions of why you would were gaining the 5 pounds. I mean, and it, so there, you might have done very well, lost more weight, but when you stop taking the drug, then you would be right back where you started from. And fortunately, you're mature enough and have enough insight and have enough experience with dieting to understand that's a problem. But people are simply bamboozled in a way by these advertisements that promise this rapid weight loss, and it really is. And if they can afford it, they want to buy the drugs. And of course, if you lose the weight, you are in better physical shape, and you have all sorts of advantages, like decreased cardiovascular events, et cetera. But as you point out, unless you perceive why you are gaining the weight, what good does it do?
Yeah.
And this is not something you're going to find in advertisements for these drugs.
Nope. And
So
what
you're
people
right back
have,
where we started from.
yeah. What I agree with you is that people have to fight the battle of controlling their weight and their food intake themselves, and it's a day-to-by-day basis for the rest of their lives.
Exactly. It's a chronic problem, and it's not going to be solved by, a few months of having a drug in your system.
Absolutely not. Judy, always great to talk with you. Have a great week.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.